On this Thanksgiving Day, the Commander-in-Chief got on the phone with a few American military officers stationed in different parts of the world. Afterward, President Trump was asked if there's a plan for him to make his first ever visit to U.S. troops in a war zone.
I'm looking forward to going to Afghanistan or going to the Middle East.
We're
going to
do some interesting things at the appropriate time. We'll be doing some very interesting things.
Trump did not give any details. He was also asked about Saudi Arabia. And once again, the president cast doubt on what the CIA reportedly concluded, namely that Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, likely knew about the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Here's Trump speaking with reporters at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida, earlier today.
We have a very strong ally in Saudi Arabia. We have an ally that said they did not commit at the top level. The crown prince, the king, they did not commit this atrocity. And it's an atrocity. It's a terrible thing. I dislike it more than you do.
He went on to praise Saudi Arabia for opening up and doing a lot of good things. But news reports in recent days tell a very different story. They say Saudi security forces have jailed and tortured numerous women's rights activists. Karim Fahim has been writing about it for The Washington Post.
The activists are a group of women and a few men who were arrested beginning in May. The arrests of the activists was particularly striking because it happened a few weeks before the Saudi government lifted a ban on women driving in the kingdom.
Are some of the women who were arrested the women we would see in videos occasionally online of driving around in Saudi Arabia and defying the law?
Yes, absolutely. Some of them had posted videos before the repeal of the ban. Some of them had submitted petitions to the royal court asking for either the repeal of the ban or other rights for women. Some of them were extremely well known and some of them were not as well known and had sort of agitated more quietly.
And was the stated reason for their detention in May, the ones who are drivers and who are women, was it for driving or are they simply detained and no charges levied?
No, it had nothing to do with driving. What we've been told is that they were detained because they were seeking to pass information to as yet unnamed hostile foreign powers. But the Saudi government has not provided much more detail than that.
Now, the news, of course, is that there are reports that some of the people detained in May have been tortured. What is alleged to have happened and what is the evidence for it?
Well, we've heard that this group of women have faced psychological and physical abuse while in detention. It's ranged from things like sleep deprivation, threats, to floggings, electric shocks. There have also been some allegations of sexual abuse in the prison, which has also shocked people because those things generally do not happen to women in Saudi prisons, from what we understand.
Have you been able to independently confirm the claims?
No, it's very difficult. I mean, part of the problem is that the women and their families, and really many prisoners in Saudi Arabia, are strictly warned not to speak to people about the conditions of their detention. But the people we spoke to, some of them have firsthand knowledge of what's happening. Other human rights groups have also reported on these conditions in the last few days, as well as other press outlets.
Have Saudi authorities responded to these charges, to these claims of torture?
They've responded sort of generally and said that torture and abuse are not part of the judicial process or of interrogations, but they haven't responded to the specific charges raised in the cases of these women.
Is there a sense that these women were arrested as part of a crackdown that has occurred under Mohammed bin Salman, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman?
Yeah, I think the arrests are seen as part of a broader trend under Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who has really tried to silence political opposition, but also people who tend to stick their head up too far. You know, so that's included the very famous roundup of business executives and some princes at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel back in November. A month before that roundup, there were arrests of prominent clerics, and then there were the women's rights advocates.
And just one final thing. Mohammed bin Salman did, as we know, lift the ban on women driving. So women are driving in Saudi Arabia now, aren't they?
They are, yes. They did start driving in late June. That's one of those sort of significant reforms that has excited a lot of young people, especially inside the kingdom, and excited women, and that, you know, people had focused on with good reason for a long time, but to the exclusion maybe of other things that were happening there.
The Washington Post's Karim Fahim speaking to us from Istanbul. Thanks, Karim.
Thanks a lot.